Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday, December the 11th, and I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And a little bit of rain on the roof.
I know.
It's funny, the studio is soundproof except for the roof.
Yeah, I think that's called soundproof.
Well, it is soundproof. I guess it's kind of, it's painted dark, at least.
I think the paint color changes the sound.
Yeah. It's a metal roof, so it is what it is. But hey, y'all, we got some stories for you, some true crime time stories, and we're in December the 11th, almost halfway there.
Yeah, we forgot on Monday's episode.
What?
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? The big time, big day, big, I'm a huge history buff. Wish that day had never happened, but it happened, right?
In
the beginning of getting rid of Hitler and all the negative regimes and all that. Yeah, forgot about it. Sorry.
The only thing we wanted to do when we went to Hawaii was go to the memorial.
Yeah.
We didn't get there.
Yeah. And they say even after all these years, the oil is still leaking up from the USS Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they say that was the greatest generation ever.
Yeah.
And you think about, you see the war movies and all that stuff. They were babies. They were 18-year-olds.
Babies, but they were men.
Yep. They had become men real quick.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, then most of them are gone now. My grandfathers and great aunt, well, not great aunt, Aunt Jo.
She was a nurse.
Yeah, she was a flying nurse. She flew, like, from, I guess, like Europe or whatever, but back wounded patients and treated them on the planes and stuff. So, that we did forget that.
Yeah.
Won't forget tomorrow because tomorrow was a week, again, not a week after. No, yeah, it wouldn't have been on Monday, but it was on December 7th.
Yeah. Well, what was Monday?
Like the
9th? The 9th. Well, then we missed, sorry.
Missed a couple of days.
Yeah.
But my dad's birthday is tomorrow.
We forgot to mention it on Monday, like just to pay tribute to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, paying tribute to it. And let's get down some true crime time for Wednesday. And ladies first.
All right. So one of our beliefs is if someone doesn't have access to a gun, they're going to do whatever they can to harm somebody, right?
They don't have to have a gun to kill somebody.
Right.
Right.
What's their most standard thing they go to? What's the second?
Knife.
That's right. So a Virginia high school student is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after being stabbed in the neck by a fellow student. Henrico County Police said it was an isolated incident and there's no active threat to the community. But a high school student in Virginia is fighting for his life after being stabbed by a fellow student. Mm. The altercation occurred between two male students at Henrico High School on Wednesday, December 4th, and an alert sent to families and staff by the Henrico County Public Schools. They said that the school system said the high school has been placed on lockdown after a serious altercation between two students and asked for parents not to pick up their kids until further notice. My booty would be...
Yeah, but they're not going to let you in there.
I know they're not. I know. That's why I taught at the school my children went to. Henrico County Police said that after a school resource officer discovered the two male students, one of them was transported to an area hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries.
Pretty sure you get stabbed in the neck. That's life-threatening.
Yeah. The other teen was transported to a different area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries.
Probably got punched in the mouth.
Although the lockdown was later lifted, students ate box lunches in their classrooms and entered a lock-and-teach mode, where they were not permitted to leave their classrooms without an escort. While the two male students' names have not been released, Henrico County Police said they are working quickly and thoroughly as possible to determine what led up to that incident, noting that detectives are on the scene conducting the investigation. And again, they stated this is an isolated incident and there's no threat to the community. So there's no reason for this. Like, they don't know what it caused the two boys to fight, but as of yet, you know, there's no been not.
They say if it was a knife, he might have been stabbed with a pin or something. Or
they didn't. It doesn't say that either.
Yeah, but he got stabbed.
He got stabbed. It could have been a pen. It could have been a pencil. It could have been a pencil. I still have lead in my hand from a pencil stab when I was in second grade.
Is that why you're crazy? Throwing off? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got lead poisoning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful that they're alive and somebody's going to go to jail and not a hug at the hug program, right?
Right.
So that happens, and you're right. It doesn't take a firearm or whatever to kill someone. If you want to kill someone, you can kill them. But are you ready for this? So I'm going to do a story on planes, trains, and automobiles, and I'm pretty sure you've all heard about this, but it's finally come to a conclusion, and whether you believe this guy is guilty or innocent, I'm going to tell you about it and the results of the trial. So this is the trial of Daniel Penny, and who was up for manslaughter, and he's an ex-Marine.
Okay.
So even though, I'll explain it all to you. He's been the jury deadlocked and he still faces a criminally negligent homicide charge, but a Manhattan judge agreed to drop the manslaughter charge faced by Daniel Penny after prosecutors sought the move following a deadlock by the jury deciding the ex-Marine's fate. Now he still faces the charge of criminally negligent homicide. The May 2023 chokehold death of Jordan Neely. But on Friday, after 3 days of jury deliberations, failed to render a verdict, the Manhattan DA asked Judge Maxwell Wiley to drop the charge Penny was facing that could have landed him in jail for up to 15 years. And now, look, if he still gets convicted of this criminally negligent homicide, he faces up to 4 years in prison. Big difference there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the jury had informed Judge Wiley earlier on Friday that a verdict could not be reached. Y'all have been following the story for like the last couple of years because one, the guy is an ex-Marine, mm-hmm. and one, it's kind of a bullshit charge, but, you know, it is what it is. They couldn't reach the verdict, and the defense objected. Seeking a mistrial, and the judge agreed to grant the DA's motion. Now, the AP reports the judge ordered the jury to go home for the day to consider the lesser charge of negligent homicide. So the prosecutor said that Penny kept his arm around Neely's neck for too long and with too much force. And Penny's lawyers say he was acting in defense, both for himself and the other passengers on the train, after the dude threatened everybody, right?
Right.
So the judge comes out and said, whether that makes any difference or not, I have no idea. But I'm going to direct you to focus your deliberations on count two. and go home and think about something else, right? But Penny placed Jordan Neely in a chokehold for about 6 minutes in May of 2023 after Neely began acting erratically on a subway car. And during the month-long trial, the 26-year-old lawyers argued he put his own life on the line to protect other passengers from a mentally ill man, while prosecutors said he went too far in responding with a chokehold on Neely, who was unarmed. Now, Penny is white, Neely is black. That to me, that doesn't have any bearing. The case sparked national debate and has divided New Yorkers over issues of homelessness and public safety in a city where millions ride the subway every day. So jurors began deliberating last Tuesday. And at the time, we're told they needed to reach a verdict on the manslaughter count before they could consider the lesser charge. So manslaughter involves recklessly causing another person's death and carries, I told you, the possible sentence of 15 years. But the criminally negligent homicide involves engaging in a blameworthy conduct that one fails to perceive would contribute to a risk of death. It carries up to 4 years penalty. But during the trial, the jury heard testimony from witnesses. Hey, ladies. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore. Because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC. Hey, y'all, it's that time of year again where I hate going to the mall, much less seeking out specialty boutiques to find the right gifts for my loved ones. Well, finding the perfect gift can be pretty overwhelming. I always want to make sure I'm giving gifts that people actually want. This year, I found the perfect spot for timeless gifts made from premium materials. You got to check out Quince. Quince lets you treat your loved ones and yourself to true quality at an affordable price. Something everyone needs in their closet, in my opinion, is Quince's iconic Mongolian cashmere sweaters, which start at $50. Their super soft fleece sweatpants are a major upgrade to whatever you're lounging in right now. And their packable puffer jackets are perfect for anyone who's traveling for the holidays. No matter what you're looking for, all Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories and cutting out the costs of the middleman, Quince passes the savings on to you. Quince is on the nice list. They only work with the factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And they use premium fabrics and finish for that luxury feel in every piece. I love shopping with Quince because it shipped it right to my door. No problems, no hassle. Everything's online. And I'm really hoping Santa brings me the Italian wool overcoat, y'all, this year. It'll complete your cold weather look. This classic Italian wool overcoat made from a warm wool blend. And this coat is a must for any weather condition. It dresses up for any look. It's a timeless investment piece. Gift luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/RLRC for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/RLRC. that were on the subway, as well as a Marine Corps instructor who trained Penny in the chokehold techniques. And Penny didn't testify, but his friends and relatives spoke about his character during the trial.
Yeah.
Now, Neely, who was 30, sometime entertained passersby with Michael Jackson impersonations, but also struggled with depression, schizophrenia, and drug use. And Neely's father, Andre Zachary, filed a lawsuit last week against Penny, accusing him of negligence, assault, and battery that led to his son's death. But Penny's lawyer, Stephen Razor, dismissed the suit as a distraction during jury deliberations, calling it an attempt to attack Danny while he is under such tremendous stress. So basically, I mean, the guy was, you know, threatening people, and this dude did, like, I can't remember what the story was, but the, like, the Marines or whatever were traveling overseas on their time off, and they were on a train, and it's a real deal, and the shooters came on the train, and they followed and all. I don't know. I mean, what do you do on something like that? Yeah, I mean,
he's a Marine. He was doing what he was trained.
Yeah.
He's not a police officer that's on a continuum. And
murder case one time where a Marine was home on, or maybe it was an Army Ranger, was home on leave, was out in a barroom, they got in a barroom fight and killed one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And the defense attorney is now deceased. He argued that, hey, the country trained him to kill.
That's right.
And so he just reverted back to his training like everybody else does. That's
exactly right.
So I don't know what's right or wrong. I would hope that if you were on the train with our kids or something when they were younger and somebody was threatening and whatever, somebody would restrain them. But, you know, 6 minutes, probably, I don't know if they'll get him for the negligence or not. Yeah, I don't know.
A hard one.
Try to defend. It's not like
protect. And
it's not like they didn't prove any kind of racism, or this dude's never had any trouble in his past. He's a Marine, served his country, and he did choke the dude to death. I mean, 6 minutes, but, you know, I guess it was 6 minutes in between stops
before they got to
the transit police.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. And I hate the dude lost his life, but evidently people testified they were in fear of their lives.
Exactly.
And that is today's
My mama's daddy was a Marine.
Yeah. I don't know what, he was like a colonel or something.
He was very high up, and that was one tough man.
Oh, yeah. If I had to go back and do it ever again, that's the only thing I would have done different. I would have joined the Marines.
Mm-hmm. You would have been a good Marine.
Thank you, baby.
The way you run this household, you're like a Marine.
Yeah. You feel like a Marine base. Yeah, my kids say that, but you were so hard on us. I'm like, look at you now. When the second oldest takes her last
final ever master's
program. Does she have to take it when she goes to doctorate?
Yes, she does have to take finals in doctorate school, but this is her last master's. You know, we love a countdown.
Yeah,
we love to build up to something. So,
yeah, well, I'd be happy AF if I was her. You know, thinking then I could be kind of sad because she's our scholar, and all she does is books.
She just loves it.
All right, give us another new story, True Crime Time Board.
Well, there has been a cold case, I guess. It would be 36 years after someone was found dead. It's finally solved, so I'm assuming that would be a cold case. The headline doesn't read that.
A frozen case, yeah.
Modern forensic testing has helped police identify Tracy Whitney's killer more than 3 decades after she was murdered in Washington.
I hope he's still alive.
More than 3 decades after the 18-year-old Tracy Whitney's body was discovered in Puyallup River in northwestern Washington, her killer has been identified.
Yeah.
According to Pierce County Sheriff's Department, Whitney's body was discovered nude by fishermen on August 28, 1988. Her autopsy revealed her cause of death to be asphyxia from strangulation and probable smothering, and her death was ruled as a homicide.
It's 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long it was since I went in the Army. When that happened, I was in basic training.
Absolutely, you were.
In August of 1988.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She also had several blunt force injuries and was thought to have been sexually assaulted by the police.
Mm-hmm.
According to Detective Sergeant Lindsay Kirkegaard from Pierce County Sheriff's Department, Whitney, whose body was identified via dental records, had last been seen leaving a Burger King in Sumner, Washington, after an argument with her ex-boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Less than 24 hours later, she was found dead. I've never had to identify only someone from dental records, but I'm assuming that would be...
Yeah, that was before DNA, so that that was the most common way to ID somebody back then.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like...
It doesn't mean she was so brutally dis...
Could be. I don't know. I was thinking that she had to have been in the water longer than that when you first said dental records, but I don't know.
Yeah. There were a lot of suspects, current and previous boyfriends. And however, despite collecting DNA samples from the body that were believed to belong to the killer, investigators were unable to pinpoint a suspect. Mm. Tracy's sister, Robin, who was 11 years old when her sister was killed, shared that her father had visited the sheriff's office several times in the years since the murder. As a man is not giving up.
Don't give up, yeah.
Hoping to reignite the investigation and find his daughter's killer. In 2005, the sheriff's office uploaded the DNA sample they took in 1988. To the National CODIS.
Yeah.
Yep.
So many people don't have it.
That's right. Thank goodness the police took it, right? I mean, because a lot of people,
not only took it 36 years in storage. I've seen, I've been in this police storage rooms where, like, one of them was in an old jail upstairs in the courthouse, and all the old cells were filled from the bottom to the top with paper bags of evidence, there was no rhyme or reason to it. If you had to go dig on evidence on a cold case like this, holy fuck, you're up there for days.
Days.
Yeah.
What about in Katrina? Lots of things were lost, right?
Evidence was lost, and because of the flooding. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was it the flooding in Livingston where they lost it, or was it Katrina? What was it that a lot of case files were lost in Livingston as well?
That was probably the 2016 flood.
Yeah. Anyway, thank goodness they still had it, as you said. But once they uploaded it, this didn't yield any results. So the breakthrough came. I'm sorry?
Then they went to the family DNA.
So a breakthrough came in 2022. When the sheriff's department received a grant from the state attorney general's office, enabling them to send the DNA sample to Parabon's Nano Lab in Virginia with genetic genealogy testing.
Right. And people don't understand, fucking DNA is expensive. It used to really be expensive when we started using it. I'm sure the costs have come down now. And I remember hand walking an urgency letter to the state police crime lab before I was with the state police, and it still took like 9 months to get the DNA back. But now, the one thing Governor Jindal did when he was in office that was positive was he hired a bunch of new DNA analysts. So the turnaround time now is much quicker,
right?
But it still costs money. It takes
exactly
time.
So 5 months later, in August of 2022, the results came back and the suspect was identified as John Guillo Jr. He could not be arrested, however, as he died of cancer 8 months before being connected to the killing.
Hell or jail.
And he was also cremated. So there
was 8 months before. So he got 35 Christmases, Easters, and Thanksgivings, and 4th of Julys, unless he was locked up for something else. But, I mean, he had all those years after raping and killing that girl.
So he was cremated, and there was no DNA to compare. So they used his son.
Yeah, so they used family DNA again.
Right, who had also recently died. So police were able to obtain his DNA from a medical examiner's office and made as a comparison. Detectives do not believe that Gio Jr. and Tracy knew each other prior to her death.
He might have seen her leaving the Burger King mad and then crime of opportunity.
Yeah. And Tracy's sister, Robin, says that she feels the overwhelming public support for her and her family. And she just feels like there's justice in a way, somehow, you know.
I mean, that's it. Never erases the pain, even after 36 years or whatever. But you know what? I would want to know, right?
Right. And I mean, the next thing she says is speaks to me because she says people are talking about her and they remember her and they miss her. And that's the biggest thing about, I think, you and I both and a lot of people with their loved ones is you just don't want to forget who they were. And you want that, I want my kids to know who their grandfather was. You want, you wish you knew your grandparents better.
Yeah.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I always tell the victims of the crimes that even like Miss Barbara, Haley's mom, hashtag justice for Haley, the series we're doing, that just remember the good things, just remember the good times, especially if they find their dead bodies and their headshot or whatever, and they actually see it.
Yeah.
Or they want to go to the funeral home and see it. I'm like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just keep those good memories because that's not them anymore.
No.
And they're gone. And hopefully we can get the person who did it.
Yep.
So I don't know. That's the way it goes. I love a good cold case being solved. And
that's your forte, honestly.
Yeah. And I just can't stand a motherfucker getting away with it, thinking they got away with it at least. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I don't know. Let's see. Where do you want to go next?
And give me a choice.
Let's see. How about I tell you one from New York Police Department. And they evidently approached this car and one of the officers started yelling, baby, baby, to tell officers to stop firing. This according to NYPD Chief Jeffrey Maderi. One man is dead and a woman is wounded and a baby is unharmed after a car chase in New York City ended in the police shootout. So it happened on Thursday, December 6th, and the officers chased down the car in Brooklyn after a shop spotter. A gun detection system alerted police that a gunshot may have fired off in the Crown Heights neighborhood. So, you know, they have those systems now?
No, I did not know that.
They have these things that can pick up the sound of gunshots, and so the cops will respond in the area. Because a lot of those areas, they'd be shooting guns and shit, and nobody's calling the cops.
Right.
So they responded, and that I didn't know the name of it, the shot spotter. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chief Jeffrey Maderi said officers arrived at the building on North Portland Avenue around 3 p.m. local time, and witnesses gave them the description of the car with an out-of-state license plate, which was hanging on by one hinge.
Oh.
I mean, come on. If you don't at least take your license plate off, make sure it's not hanging off. So the police see the car, right, on Washington Avenue, and when the driver, the woman who was driving the car, she saw the police like they saw her, She hauls ass, and she is believed to be the baby, the mom of the baby that was in the car. They start speeding up. They start cutting through blocks through Bed-Stuy. They're running red lights. Our officers are closely pursuing, the chief said. The car eventually became stuck in traffic. You know, it's kind of hard to do a high-speed pursuit in a traffic jam. Mm-hmm. And the police blocked it in on all sides. Now, the chief added that a man in the passenger seat attempted to get out of the car but couldn't open his door all the way. He added the individual was holding a gun that he pointed at officers, which led to the shootout. And they began firing the car, about 18 or 19 shots in total from different officers.
Right.
And they gave the people in the car that they're firing. You don't just start firing. So you even be drop your weapon. And if they don't, and you know, they raise it, do anything, and then you shoot, right? So the woman driving the car got out and tried to run. And officers said that was the moment they noticed the child in the back seat. So at a certain point, while the officers were engaged, meaning firing, one of the officers started yelling, "Baby, baby," to tell officers to stop firing. And the chief said, adding that an officer then got inside the vehicle and took the baby out of the back seat. So the local news, ABC 7 and Fox 5, reported the woman was 23 and the man was 21 and the girl was 3. Glad the woman she ran like a little bitch, but the woman was taken into custody after the short foot pursuit, and the man sitting in the passenger seat was shot, and he was wanted in a homicide case from back in March of 2024.
Well, thank goodness they got him.
Right? So they worked the scenes like detectives do, and a semi-automatic weapon was recovered. It had a capacity for 30 rounds. But it's not clear yet if the suspect had fired his gun. Mm-hmm. But 30 rounds, that's super
excessive.
Long.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I go deer or hog hunting, I got 4 rounds.
I got 2 and I got 2.
The same as me, 4. So, but the legal capacity for a firearm in New York is 10 rounds.
I was going to say 8, and, but I didn't know.
It's 10 rounds, except for guns that are used in competitions. But the woman had 2 gunshots on her right thigh, and she and the baby were taken to a local hospital. The chief said that officers handcuffed the man before trying to perform CPR on him, and he died. And he hadn't been identified yet. So,
but she was going to leave her 3-year-old.
Oh, she left her.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to.
Yeah, she but left she got her put 3-year-old in a gunfire.
3-year-old in a car with a motherfucker carrying a weapon that's got a 30-round magazine. Mm-mm. And you know he's been involved in a homicide back in March. I'm pretty sure she's going to lose her parental rights, and as she should.
As she should.
And,
I mean.
And they'll deal with her. So hell of jail for him. And thankfully the baby didn't get hurt.
So what will she face?
That's, you know, I will tell you, Cindy, since you asked, she hadn't been charged at the time because she was in the hospital, but she violated several traffic laws, and the child was in the backseat without a car seat.
So right now
it's a bunch of misdemeanors, but they're going to build the case. And
yeah.
They'll be like, you knew he had a weapon, you knew he was whatever, probably yeah. in the bed or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But she's going to be facing bad mom of the year charge.
Well, yeah. I would say she probably already had that before this incident.
Yeah, I know, but now she's kind of catching a charge for
yes,
it.
Thank goodness.
Right.
Well, the story gods have given me another blessing today in my stories.
And
so another cold case has been solved.
Love it.
I know. Nancy Anderson's mysterious murder is the focus of the December 2nd episode of People's Magazine Investigates.
Yeah.
And it's on Investigation Discovery. It starts by strolling the warm sands of Honolulu's Waikiki Beach, quickly became part of 19-year-old Nancy Anderson's routine when she moved by herself from Colorado to Hawaii in the fall of 1971.
Wow, that's 1 year old.
A recent high school graduate, Anderson thought moving to a new place would help her figure out what she wanted to do with her life. She was trying to find herself, said Mary Shatoni, one of Nancy's nine siblings. Wow. She knew Hawaii is beautiful, and if you're going to go anywhere, why not Hawaii? Mm-hmm. So on October 21st, 1971, Nancy jetted off to the lush island of Oahe, stepping off the plane and into her new life with a suitcase and money she'd saved from a job as a waitress and by working at a donut shop.
Right. Sounds like her oldest going to San Diego.
That's right.
San Diego during the height of COVID.
Yep. In Honolulu, Nancy found an apartment on Aloha Drive to share with a roommate, got a job at McDonald's, and made lots of new friends. Nancy, like the rest of our family, was raised to be trusting and kind, said Mary. But that could also lead to being naive because we didn't understand there could be real evil in the world.
Yeah, evil exists.
Less than 3 months after moving to Waikiki, the effervescent young female was, with so many hopes for the future, came face to face with unspeakable evil.
Right.
On the afternoon of January 7th, 1972, her roommate, Jody Spooner, 18, woke up from an afternoon nap to the sound of running water in Nancy's bathroom. When she entered her roommate's bedroom, she found Anderson dead on the floor. Initially, Spooner thought it was suicide, but police who arrived on the scene immediately suspected murder. Anderson had been savagely stabbed. You want to do a guess? How many times?
27.
Higher.
35.
Much higher.
135.
Less.
There you go.
63 times.
Damn, that's a lot.
That's just... And died from a knife wound to the heart.
How the fuck you think it's suicide when you got 65 holes in you? Well, now I'm sure the roommate wasn't trained.
Right. The roommate was just looking at the blood and gore and not really, yeah.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the girl looked like a cheese shredder.
But the apparently the one that fatally got her was the one in the heart. It was unimaginable, says her brother, Jack Anderson, a beautiful 19-year-old girl with her whole life in front of her. Why? Who could do such a thing? That very question haunted Nancy's family and police in Hawaii for more than 50 years. Like you said, you were just born.
Yeah.
Eventually making Anderson's unsolved murder the state's oldest cold case.
Wow.
Now the mysterious slaying is featured on the Aloha Murder, which is what I've...
I have to watch that.
Yeah.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The episode goes behind the scenes at the search and capture of Nancy's killer, a case that was reopened in 2019 when the victim's brother, Jack Anderson, reached out to renowned forensic genealogist C.C. Moore of the same company that I spoke about in the previous story, Parabon Nana Labs in Virginia.
Right.
And using state-of-the-art DNA analysis combined with traditional detective work, Moore and Honolulu police identified a long-ago Honolulu neighbor of Anderson's, Tudor Chirala, then 77.
Yes. The motherfucker's still alive? He had to be 120-something.
Well, in 2019, he was 77. Okay. I forgot that. So when they reopened the case, they found him and he was 77.
Well, good. I'm glad he was still alive.
And he was arrested in 2021. It was beyond anything we could possibly ever dream. After all of these years, Nancy's older sister, Carol Sampson, said, this was him. This was who killed our sister.
Did he confess or anything, or did we know?
No. They go through a bunch of things about how they did a memorial sister for her and how, you know, they're finally able to put things, like, you know, just have some peace and how they never gave up.
Well,
thank goodness. And
he can cancel his 78th Christmas where he would have been free, right?
Yep.
And walked away. And he probably got more bodies on him than that. So, yep, very good.
Oh, I want to wait. Honolulu police tracked Chirala down in Reno, Nevada, where he once served as a state deputy attorney general.
Really?
Police, armed with a search warrant, gathered a DNA sample from him at his apartment, which gave them the evidence they needed. After 50 years, we finally had a match.
Nice.
He was charged with her murder, extradited to Hawaii to stand trial, and he died on Christmas Day, 2023, in jail.
Well, fuck him.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean,
yep.
What? I don't know. I mean, neighbor, and he stabbed her 60-something times. It's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, this is the picture. I mean, I think you've seen it, but.
Yeah. No, I didn't pay attention to it, but yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he could. You know, he's the deputy attorney general or something.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do another one. And a Texas man who murdered, dismembered, and burned the bodies of three people has been sentenced to death. You don't want to be doing that shit in Texas. They like Louisiana to give you that death penalty. So I mean, that's bad enough, right?
Yeah, I would say.
The murder and dismember and burn the bodies. But he admitted to eating part of the remains of one victim.
It's right. Unfathomable to me. So I just.
Jason Thornburg, 44, was found guilty by a Tarrant County jury of capital murder for the brutal 2021 killings that took place over 7 days in Euless, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas and Fort Worth. That's crazy. Prosecutor said Thornburg killed David LaRosse, who was 42, Mayor Cruz Mathis, who was 33, and Lauren Phillips, who was 34, in September of 2021 because he believed they needed to be sacrificed for religious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of church that mother is going to. Thornburg lured each victim separately to a room he was renting at the Mid-City Inn. I'm sure it's a fine establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Where he slit the throats of Lewis and Mathis. And authorities said he strangled Phillips and sexually assaulted her dead body. Prosecutors also said that Thornburg ate a portion of Lurus's heart and cut off his penis.
Oh my.
Yeah.
How can you tell if someone's been sexually assaulted after?
Because they leave semen or there's damage to the vagina or the anus or whatever.
But how do they know if it's prior to death?
If it bleeds or doesn't bleed, there's lots of different ways.
Okay.
There's a thousand different ways.
Okay.
So after the killings, Thornburg dismembered their bodies in the motel bathtub, then stored their remains in trash bags under his bed.
Mm-mm.
This is a fucking winner. Thornburg then took the victim's remains, which are now in plastic storage tubs, to a dumpster, where he set them on fire and drove away.
Yeah.
According to the prosecutors. So firefighters do what firefighters do, and they get, you know, respond to this dumpster fire, and they put it out. And police tracked down Thornburg as a suspect based on the video that captured his Jeep Grand Cherokee in the area at the time of the dumpster fire. They don't even know.
Yeah.
They just think this motherfucker set the dumpster on fire, right?
Right.
So the assistant DA attorney Kim Diabon described Thunberg as methodical and sadistic and said hurting people is something he likes to do. Now, prior to the killings, Thunberg was seen reading the Bible in a chair outside his motel room. And prosecutors said, with the ADA Amy Allen noting that he's familiar with scripture and used it as his weapon of choice to get vulnerable people to lower their guard. And according to the press release, police said Thunberg also confessed to killing two other people. His roommate Mark Jewell in May of 2021 and his girlfriend Tanya Bajay in Arizona in 2017. Thunberg was indicted in connection with both of those murders in early 2022, but those cases are still going on. So in court, here come the defense attorneys. Thunberg's defense attorneys argued their client should be found not guilty by reason of insanity and claimed he had schizophrenia. But the jury wasn't convinced, and he was found guilty and sentenced to death. Right? So the sentencing date is yet to be set. They're probably going for another 55 years. But the families of all three victims faced Thunberg in court at his sentencing this week. And his aunt, one of the victim's aunts, compared him to Satan and said he's a liar and a thief and a murdering coward. So, and Lorella's sister, another victim, called Thornburg's actions horrific and unspeakable, while Matt's sister said she won't ever forgive him.
No, I guess not.
Right? That's some bad shit. You're not crazy. Look, people, I mean, you can always find a fucking shrink to say somebody's crazy, even if they're not, or has, you know, disability, or this happened to them, or that happened to them. But look, you cutting off penises and eating hearts and slitting throats
in the name of Jesus,
cutting up by, well, he said it was the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. but the Jesus telling them to cut them up in the tub and put them in tubs and then go set it on fire. Mm-hmm. You're not crazy if you try to hide your shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying as fuck, you know, I'm bad. I don't want to go to prison. Mm-hmm. They're going to kill me. Yes. Like I killed them.
Right.
So that is the conclusion of today's True Crime Time for Wednesday, December the 11th. Right?
I think so.
Yeah. And at so. Least,
yes.
And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Please continue to hashtag Justice for Haley. Y'all go listen to the episode. Came out this past weekend. It's where Shitbag finally shows his true colors. And pretty, it just blows my mind.
The early release came out yesterday.
Did it? So that's for this next one. I'm sorry. That's for Patreon and Convicts, yes, with the videos and everything mm-hmm. else. Their early release came out on Tuesday. All right. So go listen to the one before.
Right.
Where he still sits there and just lies before this episode mm-hmm. where the devil comes out in him. So, and a lot more is coming on that nobody else in the world has stuff from the family, including more family interviews about mm-hmm. what they do next and all that.
I would tell you, these are some strong people.
Yes, they are. And just like, you know, Mary Pusher's family and Courtney Coco and Steffi and them and that dad and that story, mm-hmm. never giving up. You know, so many people just can't even handle it, or they're tired of asking the cops, or they believe in the cops to try and do their thing. The cops got up, fresh bodies hitting the ground too.
It's just amazing the things that they did with instinctually, yeah, no guidance, right, never been through this, right, in their life, right, you know, and
we're going to share all that. Yeah. And so her story, talking about Haley, what you're getting now is the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
And then you're really going to understand why we need a murder indictment.
Yes.
So, all right. We love y'all. Have a good Wednesday day and holler at you in the morning for Thirsty Thursday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll holler at you later. Peace.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.